Do we have time enough, you think?
I think so.
Okay, here it is.
Let's do it.
Town of the Week, Sarah Nix.
Our town of the week is Beeville, Texas. That's the county seat of Bee County. It's on Poesta Creek at the intersection of U.S. Highway 181, State Highway 59, and the Southern Pacific Railroad in central Bee County.
Is it B-E-E?
It is, like Bzz Bee, yeah.
Okay.
When Bee County was organized in 1858, the county seat was founded at a site on the east bank of Medio Creek, 7 miles east of the current site of the community. Mm-hmm. The first county seat was known as Beeville on the Medio. This location proved inconvenient, and in 1859, Anne Burke Carroll, Patrick Carroll, and Patrick Burke donated land for a town site at the current location of Beeville. In 1860, the first courthouse was erected, and the Beeville Masonic Lodge built a second story for its meetings. Yeah. The community contributed a company of men to the Confederate Army during the Civil War. Oh. Beeville incorporated for the first time in 1890, but the corporation was dissolved the following year.
Oh.
In 1900, the population had grown to 2,311. In spite of the boost given the local economy by the oil industry, Beeville was hit hard by the Great Depression in the 1930s.
Sure.
A WPA office was opened in the community, and government-funded projects improved city streets. Mm-hmm. During World War II, Beeville benefited from the construction of the Naval Auxiliary Air Station at Chase Airfield, which eventually became the Naval Air Station Beeville. Mm-hmm. The base trained naval aviators from 1943 through 1946 and then was temporarily deactivated. In response to the demands of the Korean War, the field was reopened in 1952 and continued to train pilots until its closing in 1992. The first school in Beeville was held in a private home in 1860. The first school building was built in 1877. The Beeville School District had 10 schools in the mid-1980s, with Bee County College opening in 1967. In 1990, the town's economy was focused on county government, oil field services, and agribusiness. Western Week was held every October in the City Coliseum.
October.
And that's our town of the week, Beeville, Texas.
Thank you. And we've been dialing here, and successfully, Cynthia's on the line from Beeville to find out if our information is, in fact, correct, and maybe to tell us a little more. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How are you? I'm Michael Feldman from What Do You Know?
It's very nice to meet you over the phone.
Nice to meet you as well. You heard what Sarah had to say about Beeville. Anything you want to add or subtract from that?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm not a native of Beeville. I've only been here just under 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But it's a wonderful little town.
Yeah.
We just have some really beautiful buildings. My favorite is our library, which I work at.
Oh, okay.
It's a lovely, lovely building. It's supported, of course, by the city and county and also by a private foundation, the Joe Barnhart Foundation. The building was built in 1906. It was a hardware store. It was briefly a set of apartments for newlyweds, and now it's our lovely library.
Oh, cool.
We also have an amazing courthouse across the street. It's burned down in 1914, but it's been rebuilt. It's quite lovely. And in honor of the base and all of our veterans and active service people, we have a gorgeous F-4 jet right across the street.
An F-4? Is it an active, is it a functional one?
I don't think so. The windshield's all painted black, so I'm guessing that it's not.
Well, those guys like their privacy, though. It might just be that. Cool. That's really cool.
It's a great town.
If we were coming to Beeville, where would you take us if we were just going out for a little libation or a little fun, or where would we go?
Well, we have some options. The Dog and Bee is a wonderful little British-style pub.
Dog
they have a
Bee.
Great menu and some very interesting bottled import beers.
Sounds good.
We also have some good local restaurants. Hensley's is wonderful for lunch. They always have these amazing specials, and everything there is homemade. Nothing comes out of a can or a box. For something a little heartier, perhaps as the winter comes on, we could go down to the German restaurant, the Bear Guest House, with its lovely proprietor, who is actually from Germany. So you know her food's also very authentic. We have a couple of other little cute places. We have Artie's, which is great for lunch and breakfast, and assorted taquerias. So
fantastic.
That's where I take
you. You are a very good spokeswoman for Beeville.
I really love this town. They've been very welcoming to me.
Thank you, Cynthia. We got to run here, but we have a little something for you for being so nice.
We do. Cynthia will be sending you the pride of America's Dairyland in a scrumptious selection of 10 premium certified organic cheeses and butters from Lafarge, Wisconsin's Organic Valley family of farms.
Thanks, Cynthia, from our town of the week, Beeville, Texas.
Thank you.